Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here. It's time now for your favorite new segment in the nation, Ball Maxing with the Chief. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's Eric.
I guarantee you've never heard play-by-play quite like this right now.
Now there's a new trend called Ball Maxing.
Everybody has a preference. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like them tacky. Some guys like them brand new. Some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different.
Do you still think the balls are juiced?
These balls are juiced.
Now, speaking of ball tonight, I'm just not excited to watch SGA play basketball anymore. I'm just over it. I'm done with it. I think Wolchuk's got a little something in the mixed bag that will reinforce just how soft he actually is.
Oh, do I?
Or maybe is he a businessman?
Haters. I love it. I'll watch for the both of us, Chief.
I'm still going to watch.
I love it.
I might do the thing where I just close my eyes when he has the ball, you know? You ever done that before? Mid-game, you just close your eyes because you hate somebody much.
I could tell you.
Just the way they do their job, not them as a person.
Pretty sure it happened a couple of times. Kobe was on like a five-year run of just nailing fourth quarter threes, you know?
Yeah.
He would just go like stone cold killer mode on you.
It can get under your skin. I know a lot of people are closing their eyes during the tush push these days. It's like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my silent protest.
Every time Stephen A. Smith is on television,
close your eyes and cover your ears.
I'm just disgusted.
When I used to watch games from the sidelines, like the ball would go down the field and like our guys were being like on defense, I would turn away. I couldn't look.
Really?
I'd be standing at the end of the bench, and the ball, I'd see it go in the air, and I'd see our defender, and I would turn, and I wouldn't look. And I just
waiting for the crowd reaction.
Every single time.
Man.
And then even now when I'm with the Cowboys in the press box, I find myself doing the same thing. Ball goes down the field, and I just kind of look away. And now I'm trying better to watch the whole play through, but –
is that more out of fear, not out of hate?
It was out of fear.
Yeah.
It was out of fear that we were about to give up a huge play, you know?
That makes sense why you're always like, was that Hooker?
That damn Hooker
did you not
again.
See it?
I do ask you a lot of questions. Yeah, I'll see the ball going in, I'll just turn, and I won't even watch.
Who was that just got beat?
Yeah. Who was that just got beat?
Just watch it back on the film. Okay, so you guys, I know, Lucius, you said you were soaking in the Indy 500 over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
What a hell of a finish. Like, we didn't even talk about that. That was an amazing finish.
You should see what happened for third, fourth, fifth. That was even closer. That finish was even closer.
That man went for it. Yeah. He was like, this is it.
Top five was as close as you'll ever get in a car race.
Really?
Ever.
It was all about who's going to be scared at that moment.
Yeah. Who was going to lift.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we had the, I believe, the second installment of the Oscar Mayer Weenie 500, where they get in the Oscar Mayer Weenie Mobile.
It happened?
Yeah, it happened.
I missed this.
It happened on, I believe, Friday.
Gosh,
it took place last Friday.
Carb day.
But I keep getting inundated with some of the play-by-play clips because these guys really lean into the bit of everything.
They do.
Okay, and this is on Fox. This is Fox play-by-play of the Weenie 500, where you have Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobiles. Like, you have the Chicago Dog, the New York Dog, the Slaw Dog. They're all 27-foot-long fiberglass hot dogs on wheels, and they go up to about 60 miles per hour, and they take two laps around the track and see who wins this thing. The play-by-play is unbelievable, and of course, the winner gets the Borg Wiener Trophy and a mustard shower in the Wiener Circle at the end. Now,
you should try and drive one of these. You would love a mustard shower.
I would love a mustard shower.
That'd be that payoff for anybody that doesn't like mustard. What's something you don't like? We'll shower you with something else.
Like a black olive shower.
All right, perfect.
That
juicy.
Would suck. But here is here's a couple of the highlights from the Weenie 500, and this is right out of the gates. Here's the start.
Phenomenal start. Everybody seemingly getting away cleanly. The rookie, Corn Dog, a great start. Already one position up.
Rules are you can't move in reaction to. You have to anticipate. You got to get your weenie to the inside faster than they can make the move from behind.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Done. Yeah, that's the key there, Townsend. And you see the conditions here so much different than last year. This cloud cover, cooler temperatures. Does that play advantage to the chili dog?
We talked last year about slippery wieners. Conditions this year are slippery, not yet wet, but how does that make the handling of your wiener different?
Well, you got to look at the trail of New York dog now. Almost has lost the draft entirely back there. You got to think that all the boos from this crowd when New York dog was introduced.
Oh, yeah.
The locals are not a fan, and you got to think it's playing in their heads a little bit.
As we get further into this race, the tires start to fall off. These weenies get hard to handle. You got to grab them with both hands and make sure you hang on through these corners because they can really start stepping out and getting away from you.
I mean,
wow.
That is the actual broadcast team of the Indianapolis 500.
This is better than Femke Kai.
Yeah. This is the Indy 500 real broadcasters. Like, I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
Here comes Femke Kai.
The way that they were doing this.
Yeah. I thought they kind of blew it.
Well,
what way?
this is one of the drivers who was, I guess, getting a little bit dirty in the way that he was approaching things.
Seattle dog making a move.
That's a block, Townsend.
That's absolutely
a block.
That is a dirty wiener. I just don't think I can endorse that kind of behavior.
They were buns to buns coming off of two, and that was not right.
That was
guys.
Not right. That was.
But it killed the momentum. It killed the momentum. And Slaw Dog, your defending champion, making a move. Can they stuff it up the inside?
What a silly sausage. Shy Dog loses the lead. Slaw Dog back in front. It's wiener on wiener action here. Five very much still in the race.
But I am watching Corn Dog. As his first lap comes to conclusion.
I'll tell you what's so good about Corn Dog. The longer the wiener, the better when it comes to aero efficiency. And that tail coming off, that stick off the back of that wiener is really going to give them advantage at the end of the straights, into turn three and into turn one. I'd say keep an eye at the start of the second lap for a big move into the first corner.
I got to relax, man.
Bro, this is constant. This is on Fox.
Yeah. And do you feel like all this is extemporaneous speaking? Like, this isn't scripted?
No, it's not scripted.
It's off the cuff.
They're having
wiener
fun
on
with this.
Wiener, bro?
Bun on bun?
Come on, man.
I can't believe that they actually do this. This is now 2 years running.
I'm going to throw my headphones down and walked out. Like the Geico and the Caveman commercials, I'm out of here, bro.
I mean, I feel like they should probably tap into your expertise in this field and bring you into the mix.
Yes.
You know?
I'd be down to do some play-by-play here.
Maybe you could be, what do they call them, the turn announcers?
Yeah.
Let's go to turn three for the chief.
Yeah.
Pit reporter.
Give us your best weenie talk. Deep down here, guys. Get it?
I get it.
These are the real broadcasters.
They are, dude. I can't believe it's on network television.
That's incredible.
I know.
The Wiener 500.
This is 10 minutes. Hell? I mean, I got like five clips in there.
You sure do.
It's insane.
I want more.
Okay. Let's see what happens next here. Oh, this is where we get to the techniques. You have like the professional indie drivers that are given some technique, practice.
James, you know what it takes, Townsend, you know what it takes around this legendary racing circuit. When you have a moment like that,
on the first lap? How do you redouble your effort and get back into it?
You know, I talked to some of the drivers before this, and they said it's a gentle touch with the wiener, actually. You would think it's two hands holding strong, but it's a gentle touch that really is the differentiator to have the finesse when nursing it through the corner.
You don't want to handle this too hard.
I mean,
you don't want to handle it too hard, you know?
These are your professional drivers.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is how they went about the broadcast. Pretty unbelievable stuff. I did not know they were this aggressive with it.
Mm-hmm.
No. But congratulations to the New York dog who ended up coming away with the victory, getting the Borg Wiener trophy and getting the mustard shower, despite how much the fans there at the Indy 500 seemingly hated the New York dog. For whatever reason, they have an issue with the New York dog. But
Knicks Pacers, maybe?
Yeah, I mean,
that could be a good point.
Just Pacers fans in there hating hating on what that is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's your Wiener 500 2.0.
Wow.
Just a little taste of what that was like.
Well, thank you, Chief. That was outstanding. We got a mixed bag coming up next, Wolchuk.
Yeah, if every NBA mascot fought, who do you think would win?
Ooh.
That's next in the nation.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.